Foo Fighters and Everlong. Finally got it in. I've made it 8 episodes into this year.
Yeah, you resisted a while.
It took a lot, because I'm pretty sure last year, every single episode that I did, I had at least one Foo Fighters song in there. It was really bad.
Maybe you exhausted it.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I've just been prioritizing actually, you know, playing other music.
Yeah.
Who knew I could do it? I didn't have faith in myself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anyways, what's going on, everyone? My name's Keegan, and that's Jenna.
My name is Jenna.
Yeah, you took a minute, so I just filled in for you.
Thank you.
No problem. This is Against the Grain. We do this every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern.
It actually factored in.
It did.
The past 2 weeks. We were supposed to have an interview last week with James from the band Provinces, but we forgot about time conversion. There was a miscommunication.
A little bit, yeah.
And so I got a call. It was at 11:30. He's like, hey. Sorry, I'm a couple minutes behind. I'm like, yeah, a couple minutes. we kind of forgot to communicate this.
Yeah, well, because we were joking about it, too, saying, yeah, you're going to get a call 3 hours from now.
And sure enough.
That's exactly what happened.
It was hilarious. But with that said, we got it figured out. And this week at 8:30, we're going to be talking to him. And finally getting that going should be cool. He's a cool guy. Talked to him on the phone. It was good.
Yeah, you talked to him on the
phone. Yeah, at 11:30, I'm just like, hey, man, what's going on?
Had a good chat.
But yeah, it was pretty good. So we got a lot of stuff to cover today, and we're going to get to, I was going to put this in the music news, but it's not really music news. Today, as most people know, unfortunately, Stan Lee passed away, the creator of Spider-Man, the Hulk, Thor, the Avengers, just a lot. Without him, we would not have any of those movies, any of those comic books, anything to do with those superheroes. And so he passed away at age 95, so that was kind of sad, but lived a good life. 95.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And very successful too.
Yeah.
Right? So anyways, pretty sad news, but we got that Provinces interview coming up later, so that'll be really exciting. Music news we'll get to right after these two songs here, Stone Temple Pilots and Seether, who will be playing tomorrow night at the Center in the Square with Default, who got back together. Do you know Dallas Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually didn't know that Dallas Smith was in Default.
Well, and that's how I knew him from. My dad had a country music midlife crisis and started playing Dallas Smith, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, because they were doing the rock thing forever, and then he's just like, yeah, I'm going to go to this country thing.
Yeah.
And everybody, all these people who listen to country know him from the country scene, and I had no idea.
Yeah.
But now I feel kind of better about it just because I'm like, yeah, he's actually in a hard rock band.
Yeah, exactly.
He just plays country as a hobby.
I mean, pretty smart move.
Right?
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about amassing fans.
Yeah, definitely.
Smart.
Yeah.
Right? But anyways, Default opening for Seether and then Seether opening for Stone Temple Pilots tomorrow night.
Wow.
Which is crazy because you have one of the top 5 grunge bands of creating the grunge scene in Seattle playing in Kitchener.
How weird.
Right?
Weird.
It's bizarre.
That'll be a good concert, though.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Yeah.
I knew I was going for the past couple of weeks, but I finally got it out of my parents who bought me the tickets yesterday. Well, they told me about it yesterday, but I knew.
Right.
You know?
Fake surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew the whole time. So, anyways, we're going to get to some music real quick by both Stone Temple Pilots and Seether. I was going to play their new song, Meadow, with their new singer. I think it's Jeff Gutt, I believe, is their new singer. But they had an EP in 2013 that they released. For some reason, they took it off of Spotify, and I got mad at Spotify, and I sent off a tweet, and they got all mad about it. But they took this EP off for something to do with licensing. But it's on YouTube, and so I'm going to play it on YouTube because it's such a great tune. 2013 high-rise EP, Chester Bennington as the lead vocalist for 2 years for Stone Temple Pilots. And this is Out of Time. Good stuff.
Music is an experience, and choosing your listening choices should be part of it. So check out Fortress Record Store, downtown Cambridge and now downtown Brantford. A great music shop that is all about the experience, where you'll find a great selection of indie and mainstream artists, current and classic albums on new and previously enjoyed vinyl, as well as turntables, music memorabilia, and more. Great music deserves a great store. Fortress Record Store, 67 Main Street, Cambridge, and 59 Dalhousie Street in Brantford.
I got the ad to work.
Round of
it's
applause.
Been weeks in the making, but I got the ad to work.
That was
wow.
Good.
Right?
That was really good.
That was good timing, too. I'm on the ball tonight, folks. I'm really on
the
ball.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for boosting my ego a little bit. That's good. That's what I needed.
I mean, we set the bar low.
Yeah. When you go in with no expectations. I think I said that last week. You just can't be let down. Unless you do.
Yeah, it's perfect. Well. That's how I approach life. It's all good.
Yeah, right? You want to talk music news stuff?
Sure, music news. So the 50th anniversary edition of the White Album was released last Friday, featuring demos, raw sessions, and new mixes. It's pretty cool.
What's that new song? Was it a new song? It had a weird title.
Yeah, no, I think I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
We'll figure it out.
It has a million songs on it. It's 3 discs, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I looked through a lot of it.
Do you want the demo of the demo? Because now you have it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good, though. They do an acoustic While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Nice.
And then another demo, like there are multiple. Yeah. It's pretty good. But yeah, so check that out. Train and the Goo Goo Dolls announced an American tour for next summer, 2019. So that's an
interesting combination, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. But
hey,
could be good.
If it makes some money.
Yeah, and then some new music from Imagine Dragons, Muse, and Charles Bradley, posthumously. I got that word right.
We figured
right.
it out.
We did. We figured it out.
Well, you figured it out.
We're pretty smart.
I can't take the credit for it.
Yeah, and I'm a pretty big Charles Bradley fan, so that one was really good. I listened to a good amount of it, and yeah, it's solid.
I saw them in the summer because I was just in New York, and they were playing up the street, and I just went to see them. But Imagine Dragons, the new album, like, it actually isn't bad. I've given them a lot of crap before.
Yeah,
it's really not terrible.
I haven't listened to it yet, so I'll have to check it out.
Just like one or two songs. You don't have to like it per se, but it's pretty solid. Like, it's a nice little, not that their album's immature, but it's a mature album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. And then last thing, important thing.
It is important, yeah. Joe Perry is alert and responsive after a collapse Saturday night following a performance with Billy Joel. I noticed that you put that on there. I saw that he had collapsed and was, you know, they were checking him out, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, they're saying he looked awful and that, like, he was having troubles breathing and everything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what a lifetime of cocaine will do to you.
Maybe.
But gladly he's okay. And he's still, you know, obviously one of the legends, so we don't want to lose anybody. And if he goes out before Keith, then I don't understand anything.
Exactly.
Not that I don't want to lose either of them, but just saying.
No, I agree.
But yeah, so luckily he's okay. Everything is fine. The world is still a good place for Keith Richards.
Yes.
So,
exactly. That is.
We're going to get some more music in just because we're going to try and fill as much as we can before the interview here. Got it coming up at 8:30, I believe. And so we're going to get 2 more songs in here. We actually might be able to play more than I thought we could, which is good. We set the bar low for how many songs we could play today. We might be fulfilling the higher standards. So you want to introduce your songs today?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm playing first.
Well, now you know.
I do. Okay, so first up, we have Karma Police by Radiohead. I think that was probably my first song I ever listened to by Radiohead. So
really?
Pretty nostalgic for me. Yeah, I know.
Even and before Creep?
Before Creep.
Wow.
I know.
You beat out the mainstream.
I feel pretty good about that. Yeah. Definitely. And then If I Had a Gun by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, which is an extremely long band name. But
yeah, what's with that?
I don't know.
He could have just done NGHFB.
I think that after Oasis, he just really wanted.
He's like, I need to distance myself as much as possible from that idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So yeah, a couple of those.
Cool.
That's I'm excited.
You got a lot of '90s-esque. Actually, '97. No, that's not. That wasn't. That was 2013. I'll shut up. But we got some '90s-esque bands in here. And then we got the interview coming up, hopefully right after these 2 songs, which would be great. If not, we'll play another one, and then we'll get to the interview. Everything is going swell so far today. The technical issues haven't bothered me yet, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I can't complain. So, Karma Police, Radiohead, off of OK Computer. It's a good time. Great tune.
Definitely.
I'm done now. All right. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with If I Had a Gun from, what record is that from, Jenna?
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, I think.
Okay,
pretty
good.
Sure. It's aptly named? As well, yes,
okay.
From 2011.
That's good. Well, right now, we actually have our interview happening. We got James from Provinces here. James, you want to say hello?
Hello, how's it going, people of Radio Land?
And James is from the band Provinces, you guys are from BC, correct?
Yeah, we're based on Vancouver Island, yeah.
Awesome. What, I guess my first question is just kind of tell us about your band and your members. How did you guys meet? Because I know that's kind of the biggest, the story that, that bands like to tell.
Yeah, well, I've known the drummer, Chris Miglick, who we nicknamed Magic Miglick. I've known him for many years. We were in two different bands many years ago. He was in a band called Blue Dog in Victoria, and I was in a band called Castor Vale. And so we knew each other back then and have been in different bands and all sorts. He's accompanied me in my solo stuff as well. And then Mike Cooper, who's also known as Coop Deviant, has had a already had a bit of a solo career as a hip-hop artist, and I just gotten back in contact with him and in the last 6 months or so, and now we have a new band.
Awesome. How did you guys come up with your band name?
The name that I had in mind for a while, and just was sort of looking for the right project to use it, and just the idea that, you know, the two major creative sources, I guess, for our sound are myself with the roots rock from BC, and Mike is from Nova Scotia, and he does hip hop, and we thought, well, this is a good time to use the name Provinces, because it kind of connects.
Yeah.
Connects the coasts of Canada.
Yeah, that's actually pretty interesting. I didn't know you guys had that kind of connection, so that does work out kind of uncannily. Yeah. So you mentioned roots rock there. My biggest question, because, you know, I've listened to Alchemy a couple times, and I really do like it. I'm wondering what your style of music you would say, because when we were first came into communication, you described it as hip-hop-infused, harmony-driven roots rock. It was a big big description. Would you mind breaking that down for me?
Well, I would say hip-hop-infused because, you know, the first single was a roots rock song that we then infused hip-hop verse into, and since then, the hip-hop verses are a little more common in the songs that we're working on now, so it would be like two per song rather than just the one. So I would say I probably wouldn't say hip-hop infused anymore since that description. I'd probably say more like we're meeting in the middle, the roots rock and the hip-hop meeting in the middle, and the harmony driven is just, I've always loved harmonies in my songs. I just love the sound of harmony live and on record. So it's something that we have a harmony vocalist. It just depends on sort of the show or the recording, but we're still sort of a developing band and a developing collective. So that harmony vocalist is going to be moving forward, we may not even have met them at this point because we're planning a big tour, across Canada tour, for a year from now in October. And so by then our final lineup will be solidified in terms of who's touring with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pretty cool. My other, I guess, follow-up question to that would be your influences, because I know that's a big thing. Being in a recently formed band as well, I know that influences play a big part in how the sound of, you know, the band comes together. For us, like, we have some people who are really 70s rock driven, some people who are really 90s rock, some are more pop driven, and all of that kind of comes together to make, you know, the sound that you get from the band. For yourself, what would you say that your influences are, and then maybe touch on a bit of the rest of the band as well?
Well, I've got quite a few different influences. I write, you know, folk rock songs, but I play blues harmonica, so kind of an odd combination, I guess. But, you know, I love the old blues stuff, and the old blues harmonica players like James Cotton and Little Walter and Junior Wells. And then as a singer-songwriter, I love, you know, Blue Rodeo and Glenn Hansard and Damien Rice.
Oh, yeah.
And, Mark Kozelik and people like that.
Interesting. And do you know much about, for the rest of your band, do you know kind of what they're driven by, or is it just kind of all over the place?
Well, I guess it would be a question more for them, but I know, you know, there's a few common influences that Mike and I both have. We're both big fans of Faith No More.
Oh, yeah,
we're thinking about doing a Faith No More track, because we're trying to lean towards going in a bit of a heavier direction. Like Alchemy is definitely still rootsy, but we're probably going to, as we develop, become a little heavier.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's always cool to see. Yeah, it's always cool to see like the common influences too play a huge part as well. It's really cool to hear that sound, especially reflected in when you create the songs. It's definitely something special. I've got one more question before we're actually just going to play the song, and then we'll get to a couple more afterwards. And that is songwriting. I want to know kind of what that process is like, whether it's just you yourself doing all the writing or if it's a multiple member affair. And then I do have a follow-up question, but if we want to touch on that first.
Well, so far, you know, I'm writing songs and Mike is adding his verses, but, you know, it's an ongoing evolving project because it's pretty new, and we're now looking more at a more collaborative songwriting process. So I think that'll just make the sound more integrated, and you know, that idea that I was talking about, a meeting in the middle as far as genres go, and yeah, I'm looking forward to building on the songwriting process for sure.
Right, and then the $1 million question: lyrics or instruments first?
Sorry, say again.
Sorry, is it lyrics or instruments first that you prefer writing with?
Sirens here.
It's all right. We'll just pull it away for a second until they go away.
Okay, sorry, one more time?
Yeah, sorry, I was just asking the $1 million question, lyrics first or instruments first when you're writing?
I'm still having a little hard time hearing you.
Oh, no problem. Is it lyrics first or instruments first when you're writing?
Is it what when I'm writing?
Oh, sorry. I think it might be cutting out. I'll just tap something real quick. When you're writing the songs, would you say that it's more like you're doing the instrument parts first, or are you doing the lyrics first, or are they kind of in combination with each other?
Well, I mean, you know, I usually get a phrase in my head, so I guess in that way the lyrics come first. I usually get a line in my head that I think I haven't heard before, from myself or from someone else, and it sort of starts with a concept that comes out of that line, and then I find that, you know, language has a kind of an inherent rhythm itself, so it kind of suggests a melody.
Yeah.
And so I guess the short answer is that the lyric usually comes first for me.
Cool. Yeah, interesting. That's good to know, because I know it's always a different answer depending on the person, depending on the group. So it's definitely cool to see that. But yeah, right now we're actually going to get to Alchemy real quick. We're going to play that for you guys. And is this the first single that you guys have put out?
Yep, the first single.
First single. And do we have more on
the way? We're working on the second one as we speak.
Perfect. Good to know. So Alchemy, Provinces, Victoria, BC? Perfect. Okay, Victoria, BC, this is Provinces coming up for you right now. Provinces with Alchemy there, and we seem to have lost James on the phone. I'm not sure what happened there.
I don't know. It was going so well.
It was going so well.
Technologically, something dropped there.
Service might have dropped, but that's okay. We'll get him back in a second. In the meantime, we're just going to play another one of the songs that we had planned. That way, hopefully, we can recover James here and get it going.
And my volume is way too quiet.
I couldn't hear anything for a minute there, so that's good. Yeah.
All good.
Yeah, but really cool guy, James. So hopefully, we can get him back on here. But in the meantime, we're going to play the greatest Modest Mouse song.
Yes.
It's also only one of the couple that I know, so.
That's fair.
But it's an amazing song. I agree. Really good song. It's not like a one-hit wonder. It's like a genuinely good song.
It is.
Anyways, I'll shut up. Float on, Modest Mouse. We got that going for you right now. All right.
We're actually going to cut it real quick because it seems we have some battery life issues, so we're going to... to get James to sign off here, just because we're kind of stuck for time. So, Jenna, do you want to ask him real quick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, hopefully your battery kicks it for another couple seconds. But so you said you mentioned that you're touring. So you guys have played live before?
Yeah, we did a show actually at the Copperel in Victoria, and that was our launch. And we've been in the studio ever since.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Just if you don't mind me asking, what are some of your favorite bands? I know we kind of touched on this earlier, but if you have any non-influential but just personally favorite bands.
My favorite bands are pretty much the same. The only ones I didn't mention would be maybe the more country-leaning ones, like Willie Nelson. And I grew up listening to country music in my home. My mom would always play it. And but now I like a lot of the sort of alternative country stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah
that's good stuff. Yeah, definitely. If you had to, I know this is the loaded question that we were talking about. If you had to build your dream band, who would be in it?
You mean famous people?
Yes.
Probably, like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters on drums.
That's what I said too. Good. Good.
Keegan's excited.
Maybe Emmylou Harris on harmony vocals. But I mean, I feel like I'm building my dream band. You know, all the guys in the band are great. So they're just not famous yet.
Yeah. Oh, that should have been my answer. I feel like a bad bandmate now for not saying the guys in my own band.
Definitely.
You got it right. I messed up.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
That is a very good answer. Well, James, just for the sake of for batteries so that we don't get you cut off again, we just want to thank you very much for coming on tonight. We really appreciate
having
you.
Thank you for your time, both of you.
Yeah, thanks.
And you guys can check out Provinces. They're going to be releasing some new stuff hopefully pretty soon. Oh, hopefully you got it there. Oh, did we get you there, James, or no?
What's that?
Are you guys going to be releasing anything anytime soon?
Probably the new single will be out in about a month.
Perfect. And will you be able to check that out on YouTube or which streaming services?
I would say it's probably going to be available on iTunes, and then we'll have a music video shortly after that.
Awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
All right, guys, do be sure to check out Provinces. They got some new stuff coming up, and if you liked Alchemy, go give it another listen or 5 or 10 or whatever you need to do to get your fill. James, thank you very much, and thanks to the rest of the band for letting you come on here.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thanks, James. Thanks again. We're going to cut to a Jeff Buckley song here real quick, and everybody, then we actually might be able to fit two more after that, so we'll get that right now for you. Jeff Buckley with Lover, You Should Have Come Over. You were right to play that song. I was saying pick a shorter one, but it actually turned out okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. His birthday is on the 17th, so I figured.
In honor.
Exactly.
And then we're going to play another in honor.
We are.
In a second. But it's not the same. Well, I guess it is the same because two of them are dead. Sorry. Anyways, off topic. Well, no, on topic. We've got to take off because we're cutting close to our time limit. You got Underground Underdogs coming up next. I'm not quite sure what he has in the works tonight, but he usually plays some pretty good, a good mix of stuff. So I'm sure you're in for a treat there. But we're going to close it off with some Beatles off of the White Album in honor of the White Album turning 50.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nuts. Nuts. Just insane. The amount of money they're probably making off of that re-release, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mental. Anyways, sorry. Right, we don't have much time. Thank you guys very much for tuning in today. It was a lot of fun. Jenna got to play a lot of the music today, so I'm sure she's happy about
exciting.
That. Right. I even cut a song just because I felt bad. Right.
Because
we've had to cut yours the past like 2 weeks, and I felt bad.
In your defense, "Lover, You Should Have Come Over" is.
It is a long song.
Very long.
But it's great. It's worth it. Yeah. Anyways, thank you very much for tuning in tonight, and we talked to James. He's a great guy, great to talk to. So,
hopefully we hear back from them after they release their next single or album or whatever they're doing. Works. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Have a great night, and we're gonna do it again next week, I think, probably. Unless something prevents that from happening, but I don't think it will. We have 2 minutes. Okay, Blackbird's coming up right now. Okay, have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.